chapter 9. John
chapter 9. And God's been trying to help me with this here for the last two or three days as I've been reading and studying. Y'all do that? Amen. You need to be reading your Bible. You need to be meditating upon the Word of God. You need to study the Word of God. Scripture says, study to show thyself approved, a workman needeth not be ashamed. Amen. Not approved to other men, but approved to God. Amen. You need to know His Word. You need to know why you're a Christian, what you believe. As Brother Darrell said, why you believe this King James Bible here that we have. I got two of them up here. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all get double preaching today. Amen. I can't do it without His help. And so I'm seeking His direction this morning here. Y'all pray with me, if you would, that the Lord would help me and touch me during this few minutes' time we have together here. Because if you're going to get any help this morning, it's going to come from Him. It ain't going to come from Brother Keith. Amen. I can't help you. Amen. God can help you this morning. Jesus can touch you. He can walk by and lay His hand upon you. And you'll walk out of this place a whole lot better than you come in it this morning. I can promise you that if you allow Him to do that. See, it's up to us. I love that Sunday school lesson, Brother Darrell. I'll keep bragging on you. I'm not, but I'm just, exhorting the fact that it helped me this morning. If we can just lay away some of this pride we got and this self-righteousness, and we can come to church expecting something to happen, expecting to receive something, you will. That's a promise from God. Amen. Let's read, if you would, stand, and I'll read a few verses, and we'll see where the Lord directs us with this. Amen. I feel good already. Hey, John chapter 9, verse 1 says, "And as Jesus passed by..." Hey, let's just stop right there, okay? Lord, we thank You for Your help this morning already. Thank You for Your touch. Lord God, I can remember a time You passed by in my life, and I sure do thank You for it, Lord God. Thank You for changing me. Lord, I pray if there's one here today or one listening by the way of the web, if You've never passed by their way, Lord God, that You'll do it today. You'll walk the aisles of this church, Lord. You'll walk the hearts of the people out, Lord, listening by way of internet. Lord, You'll touch somebody today. You'll pass by that way and You'll help them. Lord God, we're nothing without You. We're everything with You. Lord, thank You for loving us. Thank You for dying on an old rugged cross and shedding Your precious blood for our sin, Lord God, that we might be saved. Thank You and praise You for those that are here today. Help us to meet with us just for a little while. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I done got the help I needed. I don't know if y'all did or not. You remember when Jesus passed by? Hey, can you remember that? If you can't, you're not saved. I'm telling you this morning, you need some help. Look back at that verse above it. I saw this a couple months ago when I preached it, I think, over at the nursing home. Just so look at the Word of God, and God will fill you up and help you. It says, then they took up stones and cast at Him. Jesus got through preaching and to some folks there and told them who He was. And it says, "But Jesus hid Himself and went out of the temple, going through the midst of them, and so passed by." See, when He passes by some folks, He does something for them. When He passes by some other folks, they want to throw rocks at Him and run Him off. And hey, the Holy Ghost, which is the most sensitive person in this church this morning, He ain't going to hang around if you don't want Him. Hey, you're going to grieve Him, you're going to quench Him, He'll be gone. Don't do that this morning. Receive the help you need. But that's not what we're going to preach this morning. God just told me to tell you that, so I did. Amen. And as Jesus passed by, verse 1, He saw a man which was blind from his birth. Y'all all know this story well. Let's keep reading. And His disciples asked Him, saying, "Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Now let's just talk about that a little bit. You know, they was looking for a something to pin on this man or his parents. These were His disciples. The reason this man was born blind. You know, we're all spiritually blind. They was talking physical blind.
We're dealing with two different things.
Yes.
Now, you can't know you're sitting in here. I love y'all. You know I do. But if you was born blind because of something your mom and daddy's did, and I know some of his mom and daddy, y'all would all be blind this morning, right? Amen? Hey, we're all sinners. We're all sinners. I think the Scripture says that we're all an unclean thing. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. So we're all we've all come short and fallen short of the glory of God. We're all sinners. We're just born that way. But they're talking about his physical condition. They're not talking about his spiritual condition yet. We're getting to that. You know that you're the way you are because God made you that way. We see kids all the time. Miss Debbie just mentioned this baby. Y'all pray for that. Amen. That little child sick. I know how I feel when I get a fever and I'm sick. You imagine the child. Hey, pray for them. We see children that are born crippled, lame, deaf. And so oftentimes we want to point our finger at the parents for what they've done to cause that sin. The reason God punished that child. God doesn't do that. God's not like that. My God's not like that. The sin came upon all men for one reason. You can look back. I looked it up over in the book of Romans. Y'all know the Scripture. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death passed upon all men, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Adam and Eve brought that sin. It has nothing to do with your parents sinning or you sinning, whether you were born blind. This was a physical defect to this man. Now look how Jesus answered it. They're composing this challenging question here to the Lord. They said, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? What caused this? And in verse 3, Jesus gives them an answer to this. He says, neither has this man sinned. It wasn't nothing he done. In other words, he didn't cause nothing. He didn't do nothing to cause his blindness. Now, there are folks that do certain things in their life, and they bring a reproach upon themselves, reproach upon God, and God will deal with those folks. Hey, you're not going to walk around and live like the devil, come to church on Sunday morning, act all holy, and drag God's name through the mud all week and get by with it very long. God will deal with you. If you're a child of God, He will chastise you. He'll take you out behind the woodshed like some of us need to be took out there sometimes and spanked a little bit. Live right. That's what it's supposed to be. But, hey, it wasn't nothing He done. Jesus said, neither has this man sinned. And it wasn't nothing his mom and daddy did neither. We're guilty of that as Christians. And Brother Darrell brought this up again, too. I'm not going over there to talk to them people or witness to them because they live like the devil. They drink, they smoke, they cuss, they're loud. I got some neighbors like that. Y'all got some? Everybody, if you live in the United States of America, there's somebody lives around close to you like that. Hey, but we look at them and say, they're not like me. Wait a minute. That's what them disciples were saying. Lord, that blind man ain't like me. But there's something wrong with him. He done something that made him that way. His mom and daddy, oh, they're wicked folks. I've known them a long time. That's why he's blind. Jesus said, that ain't the reason. He said, that man ain't done nothing. The reason he can't see. And his mom and daddy didn't do nothing. We look at folks that's blind, or we use it as a physical condition. They're not like us. So there's something wrong with them. I believe that's the definition of self-righteousness. I'm better than they are. And what did we just say? Our righteousness is as filthy rags. If we could clothe ourselves with humility, we could be a better witness. That's what I'm getting at. The disciples said, hey, there's something wrong with him. Jesus went on and said,
This man has not sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God may be manifest in him. Jesus said, I made him blind so that I might glorify me through him. This is a happy this morning. I promise, if you'll let God deal with your heart, you are the way you are for his glory. We don't realize that. Brother Allen, I used to be bad to drink, to cuss, and all them things that a blind man would do. Miss Elizabeth, I was the way I was for his glory. For one day he passed by. And he changed me. He not only changed my physical blindness, but he opened my spiritual blindness that I might see. Now let's get to that. That's what, and you know, people say, well, you ought to be ashamed talking about that. I ain't ashamed of it. He brought me out of it. Amen. I ain't the same as I used to be. If any man's in Christ, he is a new creature. I ain't like that no more. He brought me out of all that. He delivered me from it. I don't like to talk about it, but I ain't ashamed of it. I know what God did for me. He can do it for you this morning. You are the way you are for His glory. Jesus said He didn't sin to cause His blindness. His mom and daddy didn't sin to cause His blindness. I made Him that way where I could do my glory. My glory would be manifest in you. You are the way you are for His glory. Give you two or three things and we'll go to the house. He says, I must work the works of Him that sent me. Jesus talking about His Father God while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. Today is a day of salvation. We ought to be working today to bring sinners to Christ. My wife and I went to a birthday party yesterday. Surrounded by sinners. I'm just being honest with you. We didn't want to go. We went because it was family. We try to be a witness to them by showing up at the events. Not to be rude and just say we ain't going. But you know, I got to thinking on the way down there. And this kept coming back to me. God kept dealing with me. Brother Keith, you think there's something wrong with them because they're not like you. Hey, I was pointing the finger at all the things they're doing. They don't know no better, Miss Debbie. They're still spiritually blind. They're still physically blind. They're lost. The lost folks can't help acting like lost folks. Amen? Saved folks are supposed to act like saved folks, but lost folks are supposed to act like lost folks. If they didn't, they wouldn't be different. They wouldn't separate it. You wouldn't know. Moses said, Lord God, separate me and my and your people from all the people of this world. It's about separation. It's got where sometimes man, you can't tell the difference between saved folks and lost folks. I'm being honest with you. Hey, it's got now, Miss Littleford, you can't tell the difference between boys and girls. Hey, God's going to help us this morning with it. We need to separate. God made man, God made woman. It's always been that way. Why is the government got to get involved? They ain't got nothing right in 200 years. Hallelujah. We need to get back to the Word of God. Oh, Lord God, help me. While it is day, the night cometh. Hey, there's going to be a time coming when there ain't going to be no help for them folks. They're going to do like Brother Darrell said this morning, you did some good preaching. They're going to lift up their eyes and hey, too late. Not going to receive no way. As long as I'm in the world, Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Hey, when He had just spoken, get this. Boy, I like this. This is good stuff. Darren, come up here. All right, great day. Yeah. Taking off myself, right? Come on up here. I'm not being here ever taking the tie off. I'm just using Darren for the line. It's exactly.
When he had thus spoken, in other words, he told him why this man was blind. It wasn't because his mom's sin. It wasn't because his daddy's sin. It's because his neighbor was blind. He's how this is. How far is it back there to that door? Ain't far. You see how where his steps are? You see that path? Now, wait a minute. I'm making him blind, okay? See? I ain't got time. You tight, tight? Get up here above them big old ears. Oh, I'll hold that pretty good.
You don't
want you to make the
terror.
Oh, that what it is?
I understand that.
Alright, not so good. Might hold it with one hand. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Promise me you can't see. You're not going to pee. Okay. Alright. When he had thus spoken this, I'm sorry that took so long there and didn't cooperate with him. He spit on the ground. Now, remember, the story goes, and y'all can research it if you want to. I spent a lot of time looking up stuff last night and praying over it, and it was a lot of a waste of time because a lot of useless information won't help you none. Amen. This will help you. I can't help you, but they was in the city of Jerusalem. They was there at the temple. If you read back in chapter 8 there, it says Jesus had went up to the Mount of Olives to pray. And when he come back from the road going down to Jericho into the east gate of the temple there. All right, from there to the Pool of Siloam was about a half a mile through steps and down through the courtyard. This man was blind. He couldn't see. Jesus said, I made him that way. And he spit on the ground. Many times we know that blind folks, when Jesus would come to town, it'd be like, wasn't it Brian Bartimaeus? He said, oh, thou son of David, have mercy on me, heal me, speak your words and make me see, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Look back in there. Brother Darrell, what did this man say? He ain't said nothing. He's standing there being blind. He was a beggar on the side of the road. I believe, from what I can get out of the Word of God and what God gave me, the man was standing somewhere between the Mount of Olives or that east gate, which is the sheep gate to the temple, or from there to the corner of the court of the city of David. Which either way, it don't cut but about 500 yards off the trip the man was fixing to have to make. Remember, he's standing there and he's blind. He can't see a lick. You ever lost your sight for a little bit? I got hit in the eye with a piece of steel one time. I couldn't see nothing out of one eye for 3 or 4 days. It hindered me. Could you imagine not seeing it all? This man was born blind. He'd never seen nothing. He was standing on the side of the road. He hadn't said nothing. Jesus just walks up to him. And his disciples walked up there with him. I don't know, maybe all 12 of them. And they're all gathered around and they're standing there looking at this man. And the disciple says, Lord, how come he's like that? Did he sin? No, one of them said, I think he's his mom and his daddy that sinned. They don't know. They're trying to figure out why he's born. You're blind, right? You're not deaf, are you? It don't say he could hear everything they were saying. But he ain't opened his mouth. He's standing there blind. When Jesus had thus spoke, he spit on the ground. Now in them days, and y'all remember this, they thought spit had medicinal purposes. Some of the folks back then. Hey, my grandma believed that too. Y'all remember when y'all was little and you get stung by a bee, first thing grandma would do was spit that snuff on you, rub it in. It had medicinal purposes. Hey, spittle's got power. Jesus spit on the ground. And it said he took clay. I don't have no clay. We'll do this. I'm home, son. This will work.
He took clay and made mud pies. You're blind, you can't see, right?
Right.
Here's this mud pie. Put it on that eye. Here's this mud pie. He ain't said nothing. He spit on the ground and made clay of the spittle. But here's the key. He anointed the eyes of the blind man. Jesus touched him. They're all standing there. Jesus touched him. I believe there was something happening to man then. When Jesus touches you, something happens. There's a change comes over you. All things are different from then on when he touched you there. But then look right here. This is what'll help you. The eyes of the blind man were clay, and he said unto him, don't move yet. All the disciples there, he said, go. The blind man looks at Jesus and says, I'm still blind. I'm not going to go. Wait a minute. Remember where he's got to go. He's got to go to that pool. And Brother Allen, it was at least a quarter of a mile from where he was standing. It could have been as far as a half a mile away. And the man's blind. And get this, Miss Debbie. Now he's got more on him than he had before Jesus walked up. He's got more burdens on him. He's got more junk on him, just like we do as Christians. He's got more... Miss Debbie... I've got more stuff on me now than I had before I met the Lord. And I ain't saying it's bad stuff. I'm saying, has Jesus ever put something on you you can't get off? When you got born again, he said, go. Listen, the blind man didn't say a word. You are the way you are for His glory, and you are where you're at for His glory. Don't blame others for what's going on in your life. Everybody has an appointment with God someday. I believe it says it is appointed for a man who wants to die. That's going to be the appointment that a lot of folks make with Jesus. Brother Allen, you can't call up and say, I can't make it today. I want to cancel my appointment and make it next week. It's an appointment you're going to keep. Now, a lot of folks have a divine encounter and appointment with God during their life before they reach that appointed time of death. This was this man's death. He was blind. He didn't say he called upon the Lord to be saved. I know that's Scripture. I'm not trying to mess you up, mix you up. He was standing there being what Jesus made him to be. For the glory of God. Isn't that what your Bible says? He was standing there just being blind, being exactly the way God made him to be, for God to be the glory. And God said, go. He's trying to... He said, wait a minute, I'm still blind. I can't see. I got more on me than I can ever get off of me. Lord, how am I going to get there? He said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is... To be by interpretation sent, and the blind man didn't say a word. He just went his way. One day. Turn. Dip. Yeah, I'm still having it. There's a story to this, too. I'm going to tell you. It was awful. When you get back there to the door, you can watch. Now, how many of you? Has the Lord ever told you to do something and you said, Lord, I don't know if I can do that or not. And then you realize, what? I couldn't do this without Him. And you go ahead and do it on anyway, and you realize the whole time you was attempting to do it, you wouldn't buy your safety. I read a story about a little boy that had an accident with chemicals. And it's irreverent to the Word of God, but it's dealing with the same thing. and he lost his eyesight. He was 13 years old. You done? You washed? Can you see? Praise the Lord! He lost his eyesight when he was like 12 years old. And he was physically blind. And he sat around in his room and he wouldn't do nothing. He wouldn't just didn't want to have nothing to do with nobody. He just thought his life was over. And his father would always try to get him to go out and do some odd that I can't do. His daddy one day come in and said, it's fixing to be wintertime. We need to get the storm windows put on this house. They had the storm windows and they put up the nail up in the wintertime. Daddy, I can't do that. I'm blind. Well, you need to get it done. His dad walked on out. And the boy sat there and I said he was a young teenager. The more he thought about it, the madder he got. Well, they think I can't do nothing because I'm blind. Physically. He got it. He found his way out to the garage. Moving around. He found these storm windows. He drug them out. Took him a while, but he got it done. He went back and he got the ladder for some. He put them up. He got them all done. And on the last one, tripped and fell. He felt somebody pick him up. The whole time, he was walking in blindness. His father was only just a few feet from him, away from him. He didn't know it. God has promised us He'll never leave us, He'll never forsake us. No matter what He puts on you, what you have, hey, we're saved. We're supposed to live by faith. Walk by faith, not sight. So often we get caught up in the data. This is I know this has been preached many different ways, but the way God gave it to me, this man walked by faith. He was still alive. Brother Adam, he walked for at least a half a mile. At least a quarter. Could have been a half a mile. Blind as a bat. Down, if you ever looked at any of them old pictures of Jerusalem, there were rocks and steps hewed out. And I was looking at it yesterday again. The steps that even went down to the pool was like three sets of five steps. How did he do that? He could not see. So he walked in the pool. We're saved by grace. Through faith. Not of yourself. You have an appointment with God. The blind man said nothing. He was just sitting there. And the miracle came to him. A lot of you sat in church for a long time. I know a couple in here, a couple probably listening, that thought they was okay. And one day Jesus passed by, and they wasn't doing nothing but sitting there doing what they were supposed to do, going to church, even though they was still lost. They're still going to church. They thought they were saved. Hey, there may be somebody in here this morning that thinks they're okay. Let me tell you, if the Lord ain't never touched you, if He hadn't never touched you, you're lost. That's how He opens the blind eyes. He did all that other stuff was just for show for all them disciples that stand over here saying, "He's a sinner." Oh, now, his mom and dad, I know what they did when that boy, before he was born, that's why he's blind. For the glory of God. All that was miracles to show they were signs. See, we don't see that. Jesus touches somebody today, that's the glory of God. There was nothing wrong with him. Jesus made him that way. I'm looking over my notes, Matt, to make sure I didn't miss nothing. Go and wash. What was this talking about? All that other stuff. The me getting my tie and tying it around Darren's eyes and putting the clay on. That was just a process. A
process of healing, a process of the power of God. But see, God don't want you to get used to the process.
I'm not being irreverent, but if we come to church the same way and do the same thing, y'all listen, and sing the same song and pray the same prayer over and over, you get so used to the method of the worship or whatever you want to call that, it's not. God wants you to be aware of the man of the process, not the method of the process. It's God. It's Him. He brought the miracle. He got the glory. He brought the glory in this man's life. He went His way, therefore, and washed and came seeing. His sight, and I believe it with all my heart, became because of his obedience to God. Scripture over there says to obey is better than sacrifice. Anywhere you read about the children of Israel, a lot of these men of war even of Israel, when they were blessed, it always follows being obedient. Blessings always after obedience. You want to be blessed of God? Be obedient to God. Brother Darrell said this morning, forsaken not. Come to church, you'll receive a blessing. I'm done. I can't help you no more. God already said what He wanted to say. He was sent by the only one who could send Him to receive His sight. Aren't you glad Jesus passed by you?